Good evening. I'm Bill Campbell, and welcome to Straight Talk, the radio program produced by and about students. Tonight, we're coming to you from Fort Yukon, which is a small village of about 600 people, located on the Yukon River about 130 miles northeast of Fairbanks. We flew in this afternoon to record the program, and joining me here now in Fort Yukon, we're inside the Fort Yukon Elementary Junior High building, and joining me, I have four high school students, one in 9th, one in 10th grade, another in 11th, and another in 12th grade. And joining me, I have Dimitri, who is a senior in Fort Yukon, and Ernie, who's a junior in Fort Yukon. He's a sophomore, Dimitri? Sophomore. I also have Kella, if I'm pronounced that correct, who's a sophomore at Fort Yukon, a freshman at Fort Yukon, and also Charlotte, who's a freshman at Fort Yukon. We're going to start with Dimitri, since we have a microphone here towards him. How long have you lived in Fort Yukon?
Well, just about all my life.
Were you born here in Fort Yukon?
I was born in Fairbanks, and I live here, and I went to Edgecombe last year, Mount Edgecombe in Sitka.
Right. What's Fort Yukon like?
Tough question. I don't know, it's just like any other small town, I guess. It's kind of boring.
What is there for you know, teenagers? What are you, 18 years old or so?
I'm 17. I don't know. There's
little things you can do, like, I don't know, most teenagers cruise around, snow goes on Friday and Saturday nights and other things, but there's no like theater or anything here, so.
Snow machines, do you travel other villages on the river? Is there anything, there's nothing really that close, is there? Circle City's about it?
Well, there's a couple other smaller villages too, closer. Like, there's Chalkeetsik and Birch Creek. And you could get there by snow machines or boat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people travel by boat in the summertime. Just go back and forth.
On the Yukon, what do your folks do here for a living? Why do you live here?
My dad's works for Fish and Game, and my mom works as a clerk over at the AC store.
At the AC store? Is that?
Alaska Commercial Company.
Right. So they lived here for?
My mom moved here from Washington, and 19 years ago, she was a teacher, and my dad's lived here most of his life.
Mm-hmm. And Kella, you're kind of an implant here, huh? You said you've only lived here 3 months, and you moved here from where?
From Tampa, Florida.
From Tampa Bay, Florida. How much different?
Very different. For one thing, it's really cold, and there's much more, things to do in Florida. There's, it's a bigger town, so, mm-hmm. There's movies and stuff like that, so.
Now, why'd you move here? Why'd your parents move here?
My father's an Episcopal priest, and they needed a priest up here, and he needed a change, and so here we are.
What'd you think when Dad came home and said, "Hey, we're going to Fort Yukon, Alaska"?
Well, it was funny because he just brought home all his library books, and he had talked to Anna Frank, which is the diocesan person for Alaska, and he just liked the idea, so he read all the books and said, "Here we are, so we're going."
Did you? Were you really upset at first?
I was upset, because of my friends and stuff like that. But it's all right, I like it, okay.
How are you adapting to lack of people, lack of population like you had in Florida?
I don't know. It was kind of where we were before. It was really busy, I really didn't have much time with my family or, anything. So it's all right. I think I'm going back next year, though, to finish my senior year.
Are you going to go back to Tampa?
Mm-hmm.
Just go back and see friends, or?
I'm going to live with, some of my parents' friends, but just just to go back to school.
How is school different in Florida than it is here? When you left there as, sophomore?
Mm-hmm.
Was it equal here when you became a junior the next year?
What do you mean, academic-wise?
Right.
Like, simplicity, or?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the school system, I went to a prep school, and in Florida, so it was really hard. It was like, you know, academic standard, and it's much easier here. So,
do you think, is that going to throw you back when you get back home to Florida, though?
I think it might, but I'm going to do, you know, supplemental stuff, so.
Another question. We just had that cold snap. We got, what, 25 below here?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you adapt? Colder?
Yeah, it was like, wasn't it like 50 below?
It was 50 below here. Had you ever been weather like that?
Never. The coldest it gets in Florida is like 30 above, you know. And it, the thing is that it seems warmer here than it really is, so that's good. But it's all right. I mean, it's really cold, but if you wear enough clothes,
Did you have a time meeting people? I mean, obviously, you know everyone that's here now, but...
Not really. I mean, I think I met everyone pretty, I don't know, because I started school right off, so, you know, I met people in school, and I don't know. It's not hard to meet people in a town of 600 or whatever, so.
So what was like, I always heard that if you move to a small town, you're kind of like the new girl in school or the new guy in school. How did they treat you at first?
Well, everyone was kind of quiet, which, you know, that was okay. You know, I wasn't used to that because everybody's really loud in Florida. No, they're just, you know, different. So everybody was pretty quiet, and mm-hmm. that kind of threw me back a little bit, but they're loud now. They were just kind of quiet at first, but...
Adapting. What do you think of snow machining?
Well, I fell off a couple times, but I like it. It's fun.
And Ernie, go ahead and go and slide to the microphone here. What year are you? I think I called you a sophomore.
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore?
Yeah.
How long have you lived before you gone?
All my life.
Born here?
No, Fairbanks. Fair.
Question. Is there even a hospital here?
There used to be.
Clinic.
There used to be?
No, there's just a clinic here.
Uh-huh. So what, do you live here with your parents?
Yeah.
Where do they work at?
My mom works at school. My dad traps right now. Trapping.
What's it like going to school, such a small school, where your mom works?
My mom works up here, elementary. I go to high school. It's close, so it's a little short walk.
Uh-huh. But you're born here. Have your folks always lived in the village here?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
For a while. And now I just want to meet Charlotte here before we get too far into the show. Everyone's going off to the microphone. Now, Charlotte, you're the youngest one of anybody here. How many years have you lived in Fort Yukon? How many years have you lived in Fort Yukon?
14 years.
Were you born here in Alaska somewhere?
Fairbanks.
Do you live with parents here in Fort Yukon?
Yeah.
What do they do?
Same thing.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. Dimitri, you're related. Brother and sister?
Yeah.
Okay, now that makes sense. So now that I got both of you here on the mic, we're unfortunately working with four guests. We're working off of two microphones, which is kind of difficult, but unfortunately that's part of going on the road with a program like this. Dimitri and Charlotte, brother and sister here, how does that work? How do you two get along in such a small town?
Just about the same as anyone else, I guess. I mean...
So, Dimitri, do you, like, approve of all of Charlotte's boyfriends since you know it's a small town? We're getting personal questions here at the start.
Yeah, I mean, just like I'd know the guy anyways. Mess with her.
What is that like, knowing everybody?
Boring.
It's kind of lame sometimes. I mean, everybody, you know, if you do something, then everybody knows about it, and everybody knows you, and... Can't do anything without anybody finding out. Everybody finding out.
Right. Even if it's if you do something like on a road trip while you're playing basketball or something, and parents find out too?
Everybody finds out about everything around here. Like, nothing's a secret.
Even if you wanted it to be?
Well, if you try hard enough, maybe.
If you kept it to yourself.
Yeah, just to yourself.
So, Dimitri, while I got you talking here about this, what's it like? Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No, just single?
Yeah, single.
Plenty of smart. Dimitri, so you're single now again, huh?
Yeah.
How is it when you were seeing someone in such a small town? What'd you do on a common date? What was?
Yeah. Took her out to the movies, and then we'd go and no, just kidding. I don't know. Just
would it go over to a friend's house, watch TV or something? Or
yeah, I guess so. Sort of. TV.
So what's it like? Obviously, you're still not seeing that, you know, whoever your girlfriend was. But is it tough being in such a small town? And
no, I survive.
And still seeing the person.
I mean, what you mean?
Well, I mean, when you're in such a small town, I mean, like if you're in Fairbanks and you break up with a girl or something, you know, the town's big enough you can move on and not see the same person if you didn't want to, you know, daily. Does that happen for you, Connor? Or do you kind of still see the same person?
Well, I mean, it's like you're going to see them in school anyways. I mean, what can you do? Dodge them for the rest of your high school days.
How big is the high school here?
There's about 30 kids in it, about. Okay.
So how does it work? Is there a couple of teachers that teach each subject? Or
four teachers.
We have about four teachers.
About four teachers total?
Yeah.
Did you think, how, is there, now, Dimitri, are you looking at going on to college next year, going to Fairbanks or something for school, or going to start working right after graduation?
I'm looking into some art schools now, and hopefully I'll get accepted to the Indian Art Institute in Santa Fe. I'm not sure about that yet, though.
What do they say when you say you're from Fort Yukon, Alaska?
What you mean?
Well, they probably don't know where it is, number one. But what for instance, I know when I graduated from high school and we applied to college, you have to send in transcripts and they want to know what the classes were like, you know.
Yeah.
Is senior English in Fairbanks, Alaska the same as senior English in, you know, Los Angeles? What do they ask? Do they ask those questions for you?
Not really. I mean, they're just I don't know really. I mean, just about this,
Let's go back. I'm sure I'll go back and talk to you again. What are you hoping to do after? Because you have 4 years left in high school. Are you hoping to stay in Fort Yukon after you graduate?
No way.
No?
No.
Where are you hoping to go to?
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
I don't know.
What are you hoping to do? You want to be in art with, like, your brother? Or you want to do something else? Or
I don't know.
Haven't thought about it?
No.
And I want to talk to Kella again, too. We'll let her scoot up to the microphone. There it is. Coming from Florida, what are you hoping to do after graduation?
I'm really not sure. I'd like to, you know, go into photography or broadcast journalism or something like that, but I'm not sure.
Broadcast journalism, what made you think of that?
What made me think of that? I don't know. I just watch, you know, the Today Show and everything. I just think it would be, you know, a good career.
What do you do for television in Fort Yukon? How many stations do you have?
Well, one unless you have cable. And then you have, like, how many? I don't know, nine or something.
Right. Whatever they get off the satellite. What about radio? That kind of a thing. Is there?
One.
There's one station, I think.
Just one station?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just about.
What is there for something? Now, you're a little older, and I put this, but what is there compared? I mean, in Florida, when you used to go on a date or something, you could always go to the movies or something there. What about in Fort Yukon?
There's really nothing to do. I mean, just walk around and watch TV, watch movies on VCR. And that's about it. I mean, there's only one restaurant, but you really don't go there, so.
Only one restaurant. Boy, and see, that's funny, because no matter where you people in Fairbanks, teenagers in Fairbanks, I said, there's nothing to do in Fairbanks. I was in Las Vegas probably 3 or 4 months ago, and I was there they were teenagers. I was there for a conference. They said, Las Vegas is boring. There's nothing to do in Las Vegas. I was thinking, how can you be bored in Las Vegas?
I know. People say that wherever they are, though.
Yeah, it seems that way. What about, I know, I think this is kind of universal. I'm going to ask it anyways. It seems like no matter where you live, teenagers always problem with drinking. Alcohol. And I know Fort Yukon is a wet village, meaning that you can buy and sell alcohol here in Fort Yukon, right? Am I approaching this
correct?
Correct. How is that? Is that a real problem here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, since there really isn't that much to do or whatever, you know, I think that, you know, has a higher rate of drinking because, you know, people just go out and get drunk. Because that's all there is to do.
But what about, because everybody, like Dimitri said earlier, everybody knows everybody. And they know whatever you do.
So everybody does.
So everybody doesn't.
Is that is there anything going on to, like, in the schools? Do they talk about it and stuff? I saw a poster when we were walking into the school here, and it said, I think it said, not drunk driving is breaking Alaska's heart, but I think it said drinking is breaking Alaska's heart or something like that. Is there programs going on in school because it is such a problem in the village?
Not really. I don't think so. It's just, you know, people talk about it and everything, you know, the teachers, you know, a couple people have been in to talk, right? But, you know, I don't think anybody really takes them seriously. Mm-hmm. So.
As we get sounds of aircraft landing, the school is right next to the runway, and so we're getting airplane noises. You can hear that at home. Dimitri, you've lived here. Kella just moved here just a few months ago, and you've lived here for quite a few years. Is that, you know, with people in the village, elders in the village who've lived here for years, how do they react to the problem of drinking in the village and things?
Well, you know, you, like all elders, you know, they're like, you shouldn't drink, you know, and because, you know, get started and become major alcoholic and everything. But then a lot of times you've seen, they say you shouldn't drink, and then you could see them, like, out somewhere, you know, drunk or something. So it's like they're not practicing what they're teaching, you know. They, like, say one thing, but then they do another. And not all of them do this, but, you know, you see a few, so then kids probably don't respect them as much as they would if they didn't drink. So a lot of kids drink because, you know, their parents drink, and they figure, you know, my parents drinking, why can't I drink?
Mm-hmm. What about, now, explain this wet, dry village thing to me. Because, you know, in Fairbanks, obviously, we have liquor stores. But what about in the villages here? How does it operate?
Fort Yukon City owns a liquor store, and they're the only ones allowed to sell alcohol in Fort Yukon. No one else can start a bar or anything else like that. Just the city has, you know, can own the liquor store. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, they make a real lot of money here in Fort Yukon off the liquor store. And no one else is able to sell, or, you know, it's bootlegging, so.
Do people come in from other villages? Because now, how's it work in a dry village? I mean, obviously there's no liquor stores, but can you take alcohol back into a dry village?
You can't bring alcohol into a dry village, no, or else, like, in some villages you could get, like, kicked out, you know, and they'll kick you straight out of town, you know. They'll take it away from you, spill it out, and just kick you straight back out until you don't come back. They can do that, too. Mm-hmm. Like on reservations, like Pini Tai Reservation.
Well, do people come here to Fort Yukon then to buy alcohol, and do they come to Fort Yukon for the weekend if they want it or something? Or
yeah, a lot of people do that. Come in from these little villages and just party for about 2 weeks straight, and then they just go back all loaded. They probably bring some alcohol back with them too and sell it. You know, it's like they could make a lot of money bootlegging in some of these smaller villages where alcohol is really rare. You know.
I'm sure it goes on.
Yeah.
Way to make a dollar. What do you have hotels here and stuff? I mean, when you say they come to town for a few weeks and
they stay wherever they pass out, I guess. Wherever they take off their shoes.
It's really that bad a problem. You made a comment about elders, kicking them out of villages. What's this village elder? How does that, who are they? Are they kind of like your city government or?
Not here in Fort Yukon. I meant like in Vini Tai on the reservation. They can, I think they have the right just to throw anybody out of the village that they want. You know, I think they have a Vini Tai tribal government or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of thing. Council, tribal council. And it goes before them, and they can decide the punishment.
It's whatever they feel is appropriate.
Yeah.
What about the village elders? I mean, obviously the village elders there have the power to kick you out. But does Fort Yukon have village elders?
Yeah, we have in, what, the elders committee, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, they sell Vegas, and I don't know what else they do. They just
are they? Do they kind of run the town? Is that?
Not really. No, it's mainly the city. Probably the city of Radica. Mm-hmm. They take care of all the water system and just about everything else. But then the GZ runs the utilities.
GZ, what's that?
Gwichezie Corporation.
The what?
Gwichezie Corporation is called.
Okay. Please don't ask me to spill that. But and when if you do something wrong in this town, see, do you have police?
Yeah, we have police. Yeah, it's
so I take care of all that. I know I wasn't. Yeah. We did a show last year out of Circle City, which is smaller than Fort Yukon. I mean, it's I think Circle City was about 200-250 total people. And I interviewed all 5 high school students in the entire town, and that's how much smaller it was. And they were saying that they had one state trooper that came to town. It was like once every 2 months he came to town. And so obviously there was no police there. And so they said that the village elders were kind of, if you did something wrong, you went before the elders, and they were the ones that decided how to punish you, whether it be kick you out of the village. Does that operate in these villages here along the river?
Not really. If you get into trouble, it's with the with the cops. I mean, we have like what, two city police and one state trooper most of the time. And wait, there's about there's probably about 4 cops here and one state trooper, but there's always 2, you know, driving around. You can see them.
And they
they'll bust you if they have the chance.
For what?
For anything.
Is there a curfew here in Fort Yukon?
Yeah, I think so. 10 o'clock on weekdays and 12 at, or 11 on weekdays and 1 on weekends.
On weekends.
And that's just for everybody 16 and under.
And then once you're above, obviously if you're above 16, it doesn't apply to you at all?
Yeah.
No curfew? Kel, when you moved here, you living such a, I'm still trying to figure out, you moved from Tampa to Fort Yukon. And just, I mean, just the switch hearing about the police and whatnot. Fort Yukon is predominantly, you know, like most villages in most part of Alaska, is Alaska Native village. How did you fit in with the Native culture? Was it a shock? Do you see the Native culture here?
Oh, of course, but it wasn't a shock. I mean, I don't know.
Nothing really caught you out of the ordinary. No. I used to be in the state student government, and we had a lot of small, more village schools. And they used to have breaks, for instance, for hunting season. They'd take like a 2-week vacation so that everyone could go hunting and take care of food and whatnot. Is that here in Fort Yukon? Does the same thing happen?
No, we just got to get excused for that, then we go out.
And go.
It's all school days.
So whereas in some villages, people have to, you know, hunt for their food and whatnot. Is that not that way here? I mean, you have a grocery store here in Fort Yukon. It's a little bit bigger.
It's kind of big. It's all right.
What do you have for vacations? Do you have just Christmas vacation and Thanksgiving like most towns?
Yeah.
What is it? I saw a poster out, and I also heard you mention it, about the carnival, the spring carnival. What is that?
It's a carnival for the whole village. There's all this stuff in there. You get money scramble and stuff like that. So the whole town. And dog races.
Is that real big here? Is dog racing?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
What are the big sports? You mentioned dog sledding. What else?
Snowshoe baseball and stuff like that. Snowshoe races.
What about basketball?
Yeah, there's basketball too.
I know when we were in Circle, the Circle City, the village there, basketball was the sport. Everybody played that. Do you guys get travel a lot for school? When you, for instance, if you're on the basketball team and things. They're pointing to me, Dimitri. Are you on the basketball team?
Yeah, I'm on the basketball team.
Do you guys travel to other villages and play?
Our basketball, I mean, this year is the first year we had a basketball team in about 4 years, I think. And, I don't know, they just rebuilt our gym, so we started really late. I mean, really late in the season. And we had our first game a few weeks ago, probably about 3 weeks ago, and we played Howard Luke in Fairbanks, But we really haven't been traveling with our basketball team.
Mm-hmm. When you play a basketball game here in Fort Yukon and you bring in, for instance, bring another team in, how is the crowd? I mean, does a lot of people show up to watch the game? Is that a big event?
Well, I don't know. We haven't had any teams come in yet, but it used to be a real big thing. I mean, you know, the school made a lot of money off of basketball games. It used to be pretty big.
People coming to watch?
Yeah. I think if we get teams in here, too, I think it'll be pretty big again.
In Fairbanks, for every boys' sport, there's always a girls' sport. You know, it has to be equal numbers. What is there in Fort Yukon for girls? Is there sports? I mean,
well, the basketball team's co-ed,
right?
So there's not that many girls on it. There's like two girls on it, but not anymore, right? But there was. But so that's about it, though. There hasn't. There's no other sports teams, you know. Team sports.
What was a girl? I mean, for instance, Art, do you play snowshoe baseball and stuff or basketball? Or?
I've never heard of that until now, but not really. I mean, a lot of the girls go cross-country skiing, I guess, whatever, some. But, I mean, I personally haven't done anything
like
that.
You tried dog sledding?
No. Mm-hmm. I've seen it, but haven't done it.
What about, this is something that people in Fairbanks always say, and it seems, they always talk about, we're talking about stores and how, you know, here in Fort Yukon you have grocery stores and whatnot. What about, like, clothing stores? Stuff, you know, to buy parts for your car. Is there anything of the sort?
It's all at the AC company, all at the AC.
And there's some,
AC
I think
store.
They sell some parts down to GZ Utilities,
uh-huh.
too. Yeah.
But those couple of stores. So if you want to go buy clothes, it's that
it's
one
all
store.
There.
Yeah.
Do people make runs to Fairbanks to buy stuff and bring
uh-huh.
back plane loads yeah. or boat loads?
A lot of people order out of catalogs too.
How expensive is that? Is it really expensive to get mail here?
To get mail?
Like
no,
orders?
It's
not from Fairbanks.
No.
It's real cheap to
yeah.
mail it up.
But then, like during the summertime, when you have to get like a car or something up here from Fairbanks, that's pretty expensive because you have to bring it up on the barge, since there's no road here, and that'll cost you just about as much as the car does.
Really?
Yeah.
So do people have cars here in Fort Yukon? I mean, is there a reason for them? Because the village isn't that big, is it?
Well, there's a lot of people with trucks and everything. Not very many cars. People mainly have their trucks to go out and get wood, you know, for the winter.
Because mm-hmm. how big, I mean, we're kind of on the edge of town, aren't we, here on the runway? Aren't we kind of on one edge of town, and how far is it to the other edge of town? A couple of miles?
The town's like a mile long, isn't it?
A mile or two long.
So, because earlier you were saying that the high school's on the other side of town.
Yeah, it's about a mile down the road. Well, I don't know, maybe half a mile, I don't know. Walking, it feels like a mile.
Especially in the winter, huh?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming into the school this afternoon, especially for coming this morning. I know we were running 2 hours late getting here and trying to fly in here, but thanks for waiting around and coming down to talk to us. Kella and Charlotte and Dimitri and Ernie, we appreciate it. Good luck in art school, Dimitri. Make it in there.
Thanks.
And Kella, good luck getting back to Florida next year.
Thanks.
It's Fort Yukon. Think you'll ever come back to Alaska to live?
Well, my parents are staying here, so I'll be back to visit.
That's about everything about living here?
I don't know. It just depends.
Not really. Alrighty. And Charlotte and Ernie, thanks very much. And so from everyone at Straight Talk and everyone at KUAC, have a Merry Christmas. We'll see you after that, just before the New Year again. So until next Wednesday night, I'm Bill Campbell. Good night.